dwrestling.org.
On WWA Superstars. T is not going to tell Parts what to do, apparently. And you know what? Derek has a three-way dance tonight. And in my opinion, he would be a fool to wrestle Tommy Rocket prior to that match. You know, Batiste, you're just trying to wear down Derek Parks for Righteous, aren't you? Hey, Batiste, you're not fooling anyone in that ring. We know what you're up to.
You walk out on me, Derek Parks! You walk out on me! You walk out on WWA! I'm booking this match for your benefit! Get out of here! Get back here right now! Get back here, Parks! Don't you turn your back on me, boy! Hey, put that middle finger down! You hear me, Parks? Damn it, I'm talking to you!
Wait a second, no! Parks, look out! Oh, from behind! It's Tremere with the chair shot from hell! Right across the brow of Derek Cheek Shot Parks! Again! 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 Tremere is pounding Derek Parks like a Pedro Martinez punch on Don Zimmer, jamming Parks' head between his legs. Tremere, no, don't do it! Not up the stage, it's 10 feet! Look out below! Powerbomb up the stage! And
Holy shit!
Up too! There are foam fingers! There are banners! There's popcorn! Everything is all over the place! Derek Parks has been annihilated by Tremere! Welcome to Sunday Superstar. Tonight, we are coming to you live from the place Jack Raven at Magnum Randall call home. This is the Palace at Auburn Hills, located right here in Michigan. And listen to the crowd go crazy. As you just saw last week, not only did we crown a brand new WWA World Television Champion in Tommy Rockwell, but we also witnessed WWA's living legend, Michael St. John Kavanaugh, turn his back on former friend and stablemate Eddie Outlaw in what this announcer deemed to be the most despicable act executed in WWA for the entire 2004 year. As you just heard, ensuing Golden's heartless move by Kavanaugh and Craven, also yielding Kavanaugh his 12th world title reign right here in eWrestling.org. But that wasn't enough, and that wasn't the only thing that happened some 2 weeks ago. Because of the brutal attack executed on Derek Cheekshot Parks by Tremere, doctors are saying Derek Parks has been sidelined for the rest of 2004 with what might be possibly a hairline fracture of his neck off the stage some 10 feet above the ground and crashing through a vendor's table. Mr. Batiste was forced to suspend Tremere for his dastardly act for tonight's show. Tremere has laughed off the suspension and found to be back in action with the WWA 6 iPay-per-view entitled 2005 Weeks of Week that's set to air in December. In fact, some are saying that Tremere will face the Hawaiian t-shirt-wearing freak of nature, Chris Ross, in a boiler room brawl. Furthermore, should Ross win the television title tonight, that match will be for the TV title. That's right, folks. Can you believe it? The TV title in a boiler room brawl. Tremere versus Ross. Wow, what a booking. But because of the attack last week by the Black Knight, the Eddie Outlaw versus Obsidian match never took place. And from what I'm being told, the Mile High Monster was so upset with Mr. McKee and eWrestling.org that he has given them his official retirement paper. Yes, folks, you heard it right. David Obsidian Vance, who plans to be here later tonight, has indeed retired from eWrestling.org. All week long, we've heard the rumors. They've been rampant, but apparently, what was reported in the XL magazine by Candace Hoffman is true. Later on in this show, hopefully we will hear from David Vance himself, and we will get his views on exactly why he has decided to leave the squared circle. But before we go on, I would like to go back to what happened last week with the Black Knights. While we were in a commercial break, Eddie Outlaw addressed the crowd, and the footage wasn't released or aired. from what I'm being told, it was the content of Eddie Outlaw's controversial words that caused Jack Craven and Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh to carry out their cold and calculated plot to strip him of the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship belt, handing it right back to the person he won it from, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. In about 5 seconds, we're going to go to the back and we're going to play for you the taped footage of Eddie Outlaw's victory speech on last week's Superstar show. And all I can say is this, folks, judge for yourself. Did the Black Knights act with their best interest in mind, or did they jump the gun, turning on somebody who was only trying to live up to the name of the prototypical superstar? The time for waiting is over, folks. Let's go to the Ovaltron, and let's hear what Eddie Outlaw said on last week's Superstar.
Shut up. Give me the microphone. Cut my music. Cut the fucking music. Welcome, one and all, to the Outlaw title reign, where I, Eddie Outlaw, will reign supreme on this WWA. Can you stop me? No. Can anyone stop me? No. I'm Eddie Outlaw. I'm the prototypical superstar. I'm your icon. I'm the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. And that means I'm better than you. Can you feel it? Can you feel the excitement in the air? Eddie Outlaw as champion does this. The epitome of excellence that I am, the pinnacle of perfection that I am, has electrified this crowd. Love me. Need to see me. You all need to be enlightened. And enlightened is what I will do. Consider this the first State of the Union address from your world champion. Now, there's been a few questions going around. Are Black Knights still together? Is Eddie Outlaw still a Black Knight? Is he responsible for the downfall of the Black Knights? Another question. Does Eddie Outlaw care that Rick Righteous has returned? I'll address that one first because it's the easiest. The answer, no. I don't give a fuck about Rick Righteous. He's a long-winded, untalented hack. He doesn't deserve to be in this ring with me. He can't hang in this ring with me. And he won't get the chance as long as I'm the champ. Because, Rick, you're not worthy. And you won't get a title shot because you don't deserve it. Just like Obsidian. You were the champion. Yeah, I'll give you that. But you were the champ when Eddie Outlaw wasn't here. Now that I'm here, the talent level has risen. If by only my presence, I make WEWA simply the best. Because I am the best. And don't fucking forget. And another thing I am, Rick, Obsidian, everybody in the back, with this eWrestling.org World Heavyweight strap around my waist, I am your motherfucking icon. I'm the icon of wrestling, of this business. This is my business. I make it popular. I am the reason people watch. I am the reason the fans pay to see all of your sad sack asses in my ring before they get to see their icon do what he does best. You see, times have changed. This isn't the old WEWA. This isn't the Eddie Outlaw list WEWA. This is my WEWA, and things under my title reign are going to be this way. And that way is the way of the outlaw. We're going to follow the law of the outlaw. It starts tonight with obsidian, and it ends when every last one of you realize that you cannot beat me. You can't overcome an outlaw. I am your icon. I am your world champion. But am I a black knight? That question has been on everybody's mind. Is Eddie Outlaw still a black knight? Are the black knights still together? I'll put it to you this way. Eddie Outlaw is still a black knight. Now whether I am the black knight or I am a black knight has to be answered by my fellow black knights.
So there you have it, folks, and I have to say you can make a valid argument for both sides. Outlaw's ego was definitely inflated, and in my opinion, it just might have been Dr. Frankenstein killing the creature he created because he feared it would turn on him. But enough of what happened last week, because tonight, 12 of the world's most exciting wrestlers will entertain the fans in attendance and the viewers watching all around the world. So before we get into the ring, let's run down tonight's action for this fantastic card. In our opener, Mean Mark will test his skills against Steven Lucas. After that, former world champion Eddie Outlaw wrangles Derek Lowe in a no-cheating match. Tommy Rocket and Chris Ross will square off in a 30-minute time limit bout for the World Television title, and that will lead us to our double championship contest that pits WWA American Heavyweight Champion Rick Righteous against hometown favorite BACW Heavyweight Champion Magnum Randall. Let me say this again. It will be for all the gold. That's right, both belts will be on the line. And on our main event of the evening, the massive steel cage from above will lower from the heavens, encompassing four of the most deadly wrestlers of all time, as Kavanaugh and Craven dig down deep in an attempt to take out the men that they call Un Loco, La Sombra, and his Mexican madman, La Muerte. It's going to be certainly a night to remember. Inside the ring, the referee has called for the bell, so let's go to the ring for Mean Mark versus Steven Lucas. What the hell was that? Man, Eddie Outlaw has a fierce flank by Dakota Dave and the lovely Cece. Together they are known as Team Outlaw. And as they walk down the aisle surrounding the ring, Outlaw's flying into the square.